For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Thanks to Margot Adler at NPR, we're bringing you the following debate regarding drug testing of children.
This is Justice Talking. I'm Margot Adler. On today's show, we're talking about teenagers and drugs. One of the most controversial issues in combating teenage drug use is student drug testing. Here's what one Philadelphia teen had to say about drug testing at his high school.
Well, I was on a sports team. I was a quarterback, and they said that I had to take a drug test, and I quit because I feel that's invading my privacy.
In 2002, the Supreme Court ruled that random drug testing of high school students involved in sports and other extracurricular activities did not violate the student's right to privacy. In more than 500 high schools across the country, kids on debate teams, on soccer teams, or in drama clubs face the potential of being called in for a drug test. But do these measures work? Those in favor of student drug testing programs argue that the fear of being tested deters drug use, while opponents say that drug testing is an invasive and costly program, one that takes money away from more effective tools like counseling and drug education. Joining me to debate this are Dr. Robert DuPont, president of the Institute for Behavior and Health, a public policy organization that seeks to reduce substance abuse. He was the first director of NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Also with me is Dr. Marcia Rosenbaum, director of the San Francisco Office of the Drug Policy Alliance. She is the author of Safety First, a reality-based approach to teens, drugs, and drug education. I asked Robert DuPont, is there any evidence that student drug testing lowers drug use among teens?
The schools that have, at least the ones that I know of, who have used random student drug testing are all convinced that it makes a big difference in the quality of the school life. One study that was done by Lynn Goldberg found that he compared athletes in two schools, one that used student drug testing and one that didn't, and the school that did use the drug testing had one quarter the drug use of the school that was not using drug testing. I don't know whether it reduced it by 75%, but which is what that study found, but it sure does, and it flies in the face of reason to think that it wouldn't. It would be a little bit like arguing that if you enforce the speed limit on the highway, people won't slow down. The fact is that when there is a reason not to use, in this case, random student drug testing, the students do use less drugs, and that's really the goal, because it's very hard to argue that it's a good idea for kids to be using drugs.
Tomorrow, we'll hear Marcia Rosenbaum's response, and I think it should be noted that Robert DuPont, whom you just heard from, was the second drug czar and is a major stockholder in many urine testing companies. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.